What Brother Joe Sobotnik says. Brother Joe's going to Florida. Everybody in my family, not everybody, but a lot of people coming up from Florida, and Brother Joe's going down to Florida, and he'll be leaving tomorrow, and I believe Brother Joe will be back here Wednesday night. I just think he'll be here. He always shows up. And, Brother Joe made a statement. We say it all the time around here. We all know what it is. And he said, the nearest thing this side of heaven is the gathering of a true local church. The nearest thing this side of heaven is the gathering of the local church. Now, I remember when I was a kid, I went to church and my mother kind of made me go. My dad would make excuses and say he was sick or wanting to sleep. And I would go right along with my dad. But my mother, she just got us all out to go to church. But I hated church. I hated it. I hated to go. I hated to dress up. I hated church for many, many years. You say, well, what made the difference? I got saved. I got saved when I was 17. Got saved in Muskegon, Michigan at my grandma's house. I loved to go to grandma's house. That was fun. But I got saved, and I started going to a church in Muskegon called Calvary Baptist Church, Dr. Mark Jackson, and the rest is history. And so, you know, as you study this Bible right here, I love the Old Testament. The Old Testament has New Testament truth concealed. The New Testament has Old Testament types revealed. Don't ever forget that. The Old Testament really is foundational, and the New Testament is wonderfully revelational. And you put the two together, and it's just glorious. And tonight, I want to go to the Old Testament to really talk about an important New Testament truth. And I'd like you to turn to Genesis chapter 35 for my text tonight. Genesis chapter 35. And please read with me. Genesis chapter 35 and verse number 1. Genesis 35 and verse number 1. It says, and God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. I submit to you, this is an Old Testament truth that reveals a wonderful New Testament reality that you need tonight. I don't care who you are tonight, you need this tonight. And the New Testament truth has to do with this Old Testament type. I believe Jacob and his call to go to Bethel is a type for us who live in the New Testament church dispensation. Because God said to him, go back to Bethel. Now you say, well, what is Bethel? Bethel is the house of God. Yeah, that's what Bethel means. Bethel. Beth is house. El is God. That's a name for God. Elohim. God. It's the name for God as the creator. Go back to the house of the creator of the universe. And just like the tabernacle in the wilderness was not fancy, many churches are not fancy. Many churches, kind of like people say, well, this is not too glorious. This is the house of God. Now, we're not talking about the building here. We're talking about the people. Amen. We look pretty shabby too sometimes. I know I got a haircut tonight, but... And people say, wow, you're the house of God? But it's just like I preached this morning. God likes to choose common people. God likes to choose common people. You check it out. That's who God likes. And so when he's saying get back to Bethel, he's saying get back to the house of God. This building, this church building, thank God for it, it's the house of God, but the house of God are the people. Amen. We're living stones, the Bible says. It's a metaphor. We're the temple of God, the people of God. We're built on a solid foundation. That is faith in Jesus Christ. If you don't have salvation, you're not really part of the house of God. You have to have salvation. And so we're talking about what Jacob was told. God said, go back to the house of God and you dwell there in that house of God. Now, I won't spend a lot of time to give you a background, but I will tell you that when Jacob was leaving home to find a wife, he went to the Fertile Crescent there. He went to modern day Iraq and that area there. He went up there to Mesopotamia, and he was going there, and he found a wife there. Jacob did. Actually, he found two wives, but that's another story. And he came back, and God told him, I want you to go to Bethel. He came back to the promised land. Now, just for a history, when he left home, he went to sleep, and he slept at a place called Luz, L-U-Z, and he got a big stone there, and he used it for a pillow. I don't know about you, but I need a pillow for my head. I got to have my head elevated. How many have to have their head elevated when they're sleeping? Yeah. And I have a pillow. And so he had to have a pillow, and the only pillow he could find was a rock. And he slept there, but he had a vision there of a ladder going to heaven, angels going up and down the ladder. Now, we know from the New Testament, one of the men tell me, because men help me preach, who was that ladder? What was that ladder a type of? That ladder with the angels of God ascending and descending from earth to heaven at Luz was a type of what? All right, Jose Valley.
Our Lord Jesus Christ?
Yeah, it's the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the connection between us and heaven. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Church can't save you. Your good works can't save you. It's got to be a person. Do you know a person? Jesus Christ said, I never knew you. Do you know him? I didn't know him. I knew about him. I didn't know him. I went to church. I hated church. I told you that. What makes me love church is that I know the Lord.
Amen.
And I wouldn't be here without the Lord. I'll tell you what. I'd be hanging around with my family. Oh, they're here. Good. I'm glad they're here tonight. And I wouldn't be here tonight without the Lord. But I got the Lord in my life. You get that?
Amen.
My grandchildren are here. I wouldn't be here without the Lord. Yep. Now, when your kids, you got to be there, right? They force you to go. Parents go, come with us to church. But somewhere you got to meet Christ. And Jacob, I'm not saying Jacob got saved. It's a big debate whether he got saved for the first time at Bethel. I tend to believe he was saved when he was younger. But he saw Christ at Bethel. By the way, a good place to see Jesus is in church. You say, well, I watch the Passion of the Christ, and that's where I see Jesus. That's exciting. Oh, it's much more dramatic than my preaching, I'm sure, to see the Passion of the Christ. Much more dramatic than me. Who am I? But guess what? God chose to work through the foolishness of preaching.
Right here.
He chose it. God likes that kind of stuff. He likes preaching. He likes the foolishness of preaching. So I'm just going to do it tonight. Amen? You say, well, what's the difference between preaching and teaching? Preaching is teaching with hollering in between. And stomping your foot. But he saw a type of Jesus. If you go to church and you don't see Jesus, you're miserable. And you're never going to want church. You're never going to like church. It's just going to be a bunch of rules to you like it was to me. A bunch of legalism. You know what legalism is. It's not high standards. Jesus lifted my standards. That's not legalism. Legalism, my friends, is salvation by works. And it's tedious. Tedious. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You rest in him for your salvation. He did all the sweating. He did all the bleeding. He did all the work. And then he said, Telestai, it is finished. The bill is paid. Accept it. And you're saved that simple way. I don't know whether Jacob got saved or whether he got the assurance of Jesus, you know, coming and all of that. But I know he met God at Bethel. the house of God. And he changed the name of it to the house of God. And he anointed that pillar and he left it there and he went on. And so it's a type of the church, because the church is the house of God. It's very clear in the Bible. The church is the house of God, the temple of God. You say, where is that? 1 Corinthians 3. Paul said, ye are the temple of God. The King James Bible, ye is you plural. Ye, the church at Corinth, ye are the temple of God.
Amen.
And so that's a type of the temple of God, the church of God. And Jacob went on. He went to Mesopotamia. He spent about 20 years there. As I say, he got married, got a family and everything else. But God said, get back to Bethel. Could it be that some of you tonight need to get back to Bethel?
Great.
Something to think about.
Amen.
And he said what? Dwell there. You know, that's why I notice a lot of modern churches, a little dabble, do you? Used to have a commercial, Brill Cream. How many of you remember that? I remember it. Brother Joe remember. You remember it, Sarge. Brill Cream, a little dabble, do you? Use more only if you dare. But watch out, the gals will all pursue you. They love to get their fingers in your hair. Now, I found out today they're using wax, you know, for the hair and stuff like that. I just take hairspray and paralyze it. You know, I got spiked hair. I still use that old hairspray. But anyway, you know, Jacob, he was told to go back to Bethel and dwell there. Dwell there. Now, what does that mean? That means settle down and really get into it and be part of it. And I notice a lot of modern churches, they just don't want to have much time in church. Some of these preachers, I go back to Michigan sometimes, see the church I grew up in. Man, I wouldn't hate church so much. You don't have to be there much. Even if I was not saved, I could enjoy it. You see, church is meant to be, you got to be saved to enjoy it. And I really would enjoy it now, because they don't meet much. And I wonder how these guys get paid as much money as they get paid. They get paid a lot of money. Man, I'm always studying. I'm always preparing to feed the flock. I'm always in this book. I labor in the word and doctrine. And I don't understand it, but I just believe that we're catering to unsaved level of things. We're catering to that level. And that's not what we need. And so tonight, back to Bethel, let's get back to the church the way God wants the church to be. I don't want to be like years ago, Billy Hybels. Years ago, he went to Chicago. He said, I'm going to start a great church in Chicago. And he interviewed people. He said, what do you want in church? They said, get rid of that pulpit and that preaching and that guy talking about hell and heaven and all that. Hey, get rid of that. And you set up a screen, have plays in church. And nothing wrong with a play, but that's not what church is supposed to be. And they brought it down. Oh, put all these things in the church, and people are following that. You know what the Bible says about Moses? Listen up very carefully. Some of you may need that. I know. Listen, the Bible said that Moses did according to the pattern that he received on the mount. He built the tabernacle according to the pattern. Now, I know in the book of Revelation, you see the Holy of Holies in heaven just as God's pouring out his wrath. And some people said, well, the Holy of Holies moved up to heaven. I mean, the Ark of the Covenant moved up to heaven. No. The Ark of the Covenant is in Jerusalem. It's hidden. It's in Jeremiah's grotto, I believe. It's not in heaven. The original ark is in heaven. Yeah. Moses made a copy of it. And the church is to be a copy of what God said the church is supposed to be. And you find the church in the book. You get into the book. And so when I say back to Bethel, you must go, and that's the name of my sermon tonight, back to Bethel, you must go. I mean, let's get back to the church. Let the church be the church. The way the Lord established the church, you know. And so Jacob, you know, he was told, you go back to Bethel. Now, I have only 2 points for this message. Amen? 1 point is, Because you need the house of God. Bethel means house of God. And number one is that you need the house of God. And whenever a person goes to Jerusalem, they're said to go what? Up, right? Now I want you to notice this in verse 1 of chapter 35. You already read the text, but I'll read it again. It says, and God said unto Jacob, arise and do what? Go up to Bethel. When you went to church tonight, and I do believe this is not a perfect church. Certainly, I'm not a perfect man. I'm as crooked as a dog's hind leg. I'm not perfect. Don't look to me. But when you go to church tonight, a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, you're going up. You went up tonight. And my Bible tells me, and I believe it's so, my Bible tells me, and I believe it's so, you know what? You're better than Frank LaPaglia. You know that, Bobby? I really like you on the front row.
Hey,
you're awesome. Can I have a high five?
Yeah, you want to see something?
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's cool. All right. Now, you might win some candy tonight, Bobby. Because the mothers won't let me give candy to half the kids, especially on an evening sermon. So when you went to church, you went up. You say, why did I go up? To see Pastor Bloom, to hear him? No, my friends. You read Revelation. What is Jesus doing in the end times? And Revelation's the end time. He's walking amongst the candlesticks. What are the candlesticks? Local New Testament churches. And when is the revelation? It's the end times. People say, well, the church is passe. We need to move beyond the church. Maybe you've moved beyond the church, but I haven't moved beyond it. You idiot. I haven't moved beyond it.
It's good.
You're a fool.
Yeah.
And I'm a fool for Christ.
Yeah.
Now, there's a cure for your folly, and that is to get back to Bethel. And when you get back to Bethel, guess what? You're going to see that Jesus is meeting with the church. Where is that? Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Good.
Amen?
And I prayed tonight before I came, Brother Z. I hope God answered it. In fact, I know God's answering it. I said, number one, I want to enjoy my own preaching. And I said, because if I don't enjoy it, nobody's going to enjoy it. I said, and number two, I want to enjoy church. I don't want to hate church like I used to. And number three, I want to see Jesus. We would see Jesus. Jacob saw him in that ladder. And it's a blessing to see Jesus Christ. He's here spiritually speaking. He's smiling at this meeting. He loves to see it. He sees Brother Joe there. He heard the choir. He sees you coming in. And you're going up. And so when you come to church, you're being elevated. You're being lifted up. Provided the church follows the pattern of heaven. Provided it follows God's plan for what the church. And so back to Bethel, you must go because you need the house of God. Amen and amen. And, you know, when he went to Bethel, it was right there just as it has always been. The sad thing about it is, when Jacob left Laban and went back to the promised land, took his family with him, he went to a city called Shechem. Shechem. But do you know what? He spent 10 years there before he went up to Bethel. He wasted 10 years before he went up to Bethel. Do you know what? When I went up to a church Scranton Revival Baptist Church, my life went up. Then I went to Florida. I spent a summer in Florida working, putting in underground water sprinkling systems for Jack Coons. And I went to Emmanuel Baptist Church, and I met Kathy Leeser there. I met my future wife there. I didn't meet her in a bar, friends. I didn't meet her clubbing. I met her at an independent fundamental Baptist church. And all you grandkids, listen up for a moment. That's the reason you're here, in the form that you are. Because we were at a church. We went up to a church. Your grandpa and grandma didn't meet in a bar. We met in a church. Yeah. Remember that. Yep. We didn't meet in a drive-in movie theater. We met in a church. Yeah. And I'm just saying, man, when you go up, you're going, when you go to church, you're going up. And so go back to your Bethel, because that's what you need. And go back to the model of the Word of God. Stay with the old model. Amen. Right, Brother Joe? Am I telling the right thing, Brother Joe? I want to get an amen from you. That's Brother Joe. Amen. I need that. I need that, Brother Joe. Let me get a high five from him, Bobby. I need this right now. Amen and amen. He's a friend of the old codger, so I'm going to him. And Brother Joe, he preached a message. And that message is God requires the past. Amen? And Brother Joe, he doesn't miss church. He's here Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday. So, you know, if you respect Brother Joe, you should follow his example. And Brother Joe, I don't think you'd be a member of a church that didn't meet more like that. He wouldn't go for that. He goes for that old, faithful. Are you all right, Diane? We're praying for Diane. She loves church. She loves the Lord. She's having health problems and health issues, and it's been tough. Pray for Diane Payone. I thank God for people that, and I said it before, I'll just say it again tonight when I say you need the church, okay? People will try to talk you out of this church. You ever had that happen? Raise your hand if it ever happened. All over this building, they've tried to talk you out of it. That's the devil.
Yep.
Right.
That's right.
Not because I'm here. Because Jesus is here.
Amen.
Yep.
The Bible is here.
Yep.
I found the book of the law in the house of God.
Amen.
And I'm keeping it right there. Found it in 1985. Didn't find it in seminary or wherever. Found it in the house of God. The book is here. The Lord is here. And I'm just saying, when you get to church, it's great. And I think of Jose Valley. There he is right here. I mentioned him. You know what? We are, according to the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter, he said, you are living stones. You are living stones. And when you get saved, God has a place for you in his temple. This is a metaphor for the church. He has a place for you in his temple, which is the church, and you're a living stone. There are two kinds of stones. There are living stones and rolling stones. You ever heard the rolling stones? I can't get no satisfaction. Mick Jagger, is he still going? Is that guy still alive? That's amazing. He's one of those rockers that keep going. But, you know, Mick Jagger had it right. He had it right. You can't get no satisfaction outside of the living stone, Jesus Christ. He's the cornerstone of the church. He's the rock. In the Old Testament, 1 Corinthians, the rock was a type of Christ. And what came out of the rock? Water. What's the water emblematic of? Life. Life. What is life? It's what animates me. It's what animates you. And what animates me? The life of God. That's Jesus Christ. I didn't have that until I was 17. I don't care what your age is now. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart tonight. And he's saying, why don't you open the door of your heart? You've tried everything else. Maybe you've tried drugs. Maybe you've tried money. Maybe you've tried Hollywood. Maybe you've tried rock music. Maybe you've tried this and that. Fornication. Women. Men. Whatever. It won't satisfy you.
Reach out.
You have eternity in your heart. You have a God-shaped vacuum in your heart. The only one that can satisfy that is the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace. And tonight, you're being invited to go up to heaven one day, but to go up to another level right now and to have life. And what a blessing that is. You know, Coca-Cola, Coke adds life. That was their commercial. And some people thought cocaine added life. You know, they're trying to drug. You know, these people are always trying to get. No, it's Jesus Christ that is the way, the truth, the life. So thank God for people that have gotten saved and then have committed into the church. Jose Valley, he was here and then out and here and in and out and in and out. He was more like a rolling stone than a living stone. Even though he was saved. Kind of like Jacob, 10 years before he got into the church. And then Jose said, I'm going to cement myself in. I'm going to be here like Brother Joe is here. And when that happens to you, the mortar that puts a living stone in a church, listen to me, is your commitment. I made a commitment to that woman. And you say, well, just her beauty, just her grace, just her wonderfulness, that ought to have held you for 50 years. It should have, but it wouldn't have. Not anything down on her. She's a wonderful woman. She's the best there is, in my opinion. The best. But it wouldn't have held me. Why? Because I'm a wicked sinner. It wouldn't have held me. Wouldn't have held me. I'm a wicked, stinking sinner. And I live in a wicked, sinful world. And it wouldn't have held me, that in itself. I needed a mortar to be cemented into Jesus. You know what that mortar is? The Word of God and the Spirit of God. And that keeps me from moving away from my wife and staying with my wife. I shall not be, sing it, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. And that's so true, you know. And so you need church because you need the house of God. Back to Bethel. Final point, and I'll be brief, because you need the God of the house of God. Now, I want you to notice this, and I'm going to bring this out just as the final point of this message. Please go with me to Genesis 35 and go to verse 7. When Jacob went back to the house of God after leaving Shechem, it says, and he, verse 7, he built there an altar and called the place what? Wait a minute, I thought it was Bethel. He called it El Bethel because there God appeared unto him when he fled from the place of his brother. So the second point is because you need the God of the house of God. El Bethel, now you got El twice there. Beth is house, El is God. That's not enough. He needed to call it El Bethel. You got God at the beginning and God at the end. It was full of God. You know what? I want this church full of God. We need more of God in this church. We need more of the sense of His presence and His power in this church. This church building has been here since what? 1886. And they've always had an altar here where people can meet with God. Hey, have you outgrown the altar? Some of you think, oh, the altar's just for kids. No, they just have softer hearts than you hearts. Hard rock, hard heart. God can't speak to your heart, and you can't come to an altar and bow before God. What's the matter with you? Who do you think you are? You don't impress me. What impresses me is people that go to an altar. And they humble themselves. That impresses me, because I know that's God that does that. And what impresses me is when people are not afraid to come to Jesus Christ. You know why people are in hell? Partly because they're fearful. unbelieving, cowardly. They're afraid of what people will think of them.
Yeah.
Did you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, when you're burning in hell, nobody's going to be there to help you out. They're not going to say, hey, you need some comfort, man. They're going to be there screaming too. The Pharisees, Jesus said, you don't believe because you seek the glory that comes from man. And he said, you ought to be seeking the glory of God.
Amen.
We ought to, all of us, listen to me tonight, we ought to, all of us, come to the house of God because we need it, but also we need the God of it, and we need to meet with God here. And if we don't, it's in vain. It's a waste of time. And I submit to you, many churches, they have a lot of things going, beloved. They have a lot of great things going, much more than we got here. We don't have much going here, but I believe we got God going here.
That's right.
So I'll just stay another 50 years.
Amen.
Hey.
I think that's all that needs to be said. Let's bow for prayer. Have everybody bow their head. Let's pray. God has spoken to your heart tonight. You have a need in your life. You know what it is.